Hey everybody, Dave Hodges here, host of the Common Sense Show. We are the show that is freeing America one enslaved mind at a time. Thank you so much for joining us. Really good to be with you. We'd ask that you become part of the grassroots movement to help Donald Trump overcome all these monumental obstacles that we've been covering. There is a coup d'etat going on, but there's even more than that. We're going to have to donate some time here to, once Trump announced his nominations, the mainstream media is attacking them like crazy, and we're going to go through some of that. I want to expose that. Trump is also going to go after their media licenses. We're going to go through that too. But right now, I want to focus on something in part four of the coup d'etat that's underway. And we have a lesson from the past. What will happen to your kids? How will they lure you into a FEMA camp? Or a mega city, which is an open air FEMA concentration camp, 15-minute city, for example. How are they going to do that? Well, we already have had that demonstrated to us in 2011. And I'm going to walk you through it, and I'm going to show you exactly how they're going to accomplish this. We're brought to you by BioTrust, best products out there, clinically researched. Thoroughly researched with high standards, unlike the FDA and so forth. You get the idea. Collagen is the closest thing we have to the fountain of youth. When you lose collagen, you start to wrinkle, your eyes sag, your joints hurt, you don't have energy. And by the time you're middle age, you've lost half your collagen. And we have collagen replacement products on the market, but they're not effective because they don't cross the blood-brain barrier. But this product does from BioTrust. You take the five types of collagen, you blend it into one, it crosses that blood-brain barrier and begins to replace lost collagen. Great time to get on board, start looking younger, feeling younger. 51% off. Whoops, I just checked that. It's now up to 53% off, and it's guaranteed. The only thing you have to lose is your old age. Go to healthwithdave.com. That's healthwithdave.com. On September 23rd, 2011, FEMA did something along with DHS that should cause all of you grave concern. This again happened under the Obama administration. It was part of the eighth inning warm-up for Hillary Clinton as the ninth inning closer. And they practiced this disaster drill in both Denver, and we have a lot more information on the Denver aspect, but also at Giants Field in New Jersey, where the New York Giants play football. The drill here in Denver was conducted at Sports Authority Field. That's no longer in existence. They tore it down and they built a new facility for the Broncos, but then the same area. And really interesting, what will they do with your kids? This is something I want you to consider. Once you hear, hey, sure, they got FEMA camps over there. People are going into these cities and they can't leave. And have you heard about that? How will they entice you to go there? They'd had a multi-purpose drill with this Operation Mountain Guardian. World leaders came to DIA. They stayed underground for 3 days. Lord knows what they did. The orgies, or whatever they did, world global enslavement planning, who knows? But I do know about Operation Mountain Guardian in terms of what happened with kids. DHS and FEMA showed up at many Denver elementary schools on September 23rd, and they took children from the school to Sports Authority Field. Now, they didn't treat them bad, they fed them, they let them play games. They had plenty of adult supervision. They had even hired crisis actors. InfoWars covered this. They interviewed someone from that was a crisis actor. They said, "Where are you going?" She was walking towards the facility. "I'm going in to play a distressed parent trying to get my child back." "You're being paid?" "Oh yeah, government's paying me for this." Now, here's what happened in the drill, though, in elementary school. They take the kids. And they told the school official, emergency, hey, FEMA, you can't stop us. We're taking them. Now, let me tell you this. You can't take a kid out of school without parent permission, or the parent has ceded permission to somebody else. This was illegal as hell. And I got the details on this from someone from my late sister who lived next door to a nurse who was part of this drill. It was an overall major disaster drill where they would bring people and survivors to Sports Authority Field and, of course, Giant Stadium, much like they did during Hurricane Katrina a decade before, where they used the Superdome. Same thing, same concept. Only this time, they brought a boatload of kids. Why? Why? Can you imagine when Billy's mom showed up at whatever elementary school and said, "I'm here to take Billy to his dentist appointment." "Oh, I'm sorry, Mrs. Smith. Billy was taken by the government." "What? Where'd they take him?" "Well, they said something about Sports Authority Field, and it was a disaster drill." "There goes mom." Can you imagine it happened a few times over, and all of a sudden now the word spreads, and parents are freaking irate? They didn't need the crisis actors. These people showed up at the gates and raised holy hell. And then they were systematically released to the parents because they didn't want any more notoriety. But what they showed was this: how will they get you to go and report to a open air concentration camp called a 15-minute city run by FEMA? Or an outright concentration camp with all the traditional barbed wire and guard dogs and machine gun nests and all that stuff? Well, they're going to use the kids. They worked on this. Take the kids, and the parents will follow. Now, they thought they would have to have a few crisis actors because they didn't think they'd have a lot of parents showing up. They miscalculated. They didn't need any crisis actors. There was a near riot at the facility. So here it is, right here. I covered this back right after it happened. And I said, this is how they'll get you into a concentration camp. Now, it'll take different forms, but what we've been covering in the first three parts today. So how will they use your kids to get you? Well, there you go. Just another plan that they're going to follow. And see, this is kind of irrespective of Trump, but they need to get as many MAGA confined to do whatever they're going to do as possible. May I take you back to Larry Grathwell and something I ran about 6 weeks ago? Because I knew this was coming. I had sources tell me, and I thought, okay, the timing is not right. We don't need the distraction going up to the election. Let's get the election through, then I'll cover it. Here it is, fits right into what I'm telling you. I've known about this for quite a while. They have had this stuff on the books. This is not new. They're not just thinking of this. They thought ahead. It may not even be Trump. Who's running that could win? Well, how do we keep power? Well, this is the thing. Okay, you get the idea. So how are they going to eliminate MAGA? Well, going back to Larry Grathwell, in his work with Bill Ayers, who was the sponsor of Barack Obama's first political campaign when he was elected to the state Senate, right? Because Obama was no more than a community activist. He was a lackey. Here he is. And becomes a senator and then the president for two terms. Bill Ayers. Bill Ayers told Larry Grathwell, FBI informant, who died under very mysterious circumstances after he started to reveal information. But he told him, he says, "Yeah, we're going to have to take about 50 million Americans and put them in camps in the Southwest, re-education camps, and probably have to do away with about half of them." Now, that was 1969. Today, that would equate out to about 100 million and do away with 50 million. And that number for MAGA might be too low because it's going to be MAGA. You're going to be declared to be domestic terrorists, particularly when they take Trump out of power. So there you have it. Using the kids to get the parents to report to the camps. No roundups necessary for many people. That's it for the Common Sense Show. We'll see you back here again next time.